This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about two Appleton sisters and their love of reading.
Beth Lowe grew up spending most of her free time immersed in books. Now living with her sister, My J. Lo Lee, she has come to find that her love for reading has had a positive influence on her family, despite how her parents felt about it. The sisters talked with one another about that experience as part of a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
My name is Beth Lowe. I am 49 years old.
My name is My J. Lo Lee. I am 43 years old today. So Beth, how does it feel being the older sister and not having an older somebody to go to?
You know, it's funny you say that because on the way over here, we're referencing that you and the younger sisters each had a sibling, a playmate that you can hang out with.
Talk boys,
yes,
talk girls.
Talk boys, yeah, talk makeup gossip, yep. As you transition into your preteen, teen years. And I was just saying, I have nobody in our culture, and we are Hmong. I'm the oldest, so there's never that effort to get friends or people that you can talk to outside of your familial setting. So it was quite lonely growing up being the oldest girl in the family.
Do you think that's why you like books so much?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me why you like to read so much and what do books mean?
You know what? I think if you ask anybody who loves books, it's just you get into the page and you become the characters. You become where you go where they go. You feel what they feel.
You live with me now. You've been living with my family for 2 years, and I cannot tell you like how you've normalized reading for my daughter.
Yes.
Because whereas like with her peer group, enjoying reading is not seen as cool. And I try to do it in front of her all the time. But for her, when she saw you do it like during your free time and not watch TV, not use your phone, where you always had a book in your bag or you had a book in every room or a book, like for her, she's like, I can put a book in every free space.
Yeah.
You know, and I just really appreciate that because for you living with us, that's really normalized, like very for her, like it's normal to read. Everybody should read, but it's okay to read whatever you want.
Right.
You know, and for her to like know that that's like normal. Because, you know, in our household, that was not normal.
Right.
We used to get yelled at for reading.
Well, as you remember, our mother would literally come take the books out of our hands and rip it out. And I remember I think it was last week, you were asking Senya to go do something. And she's like, Mama, I'm reading. And I think you just silently closed the door and just walked out because what can you say when your child is like, what do you mean I can't? I'm reading.
I felt so triggered when I was like, go do your chores and stop reading. And I thought, trauma.
Trauma,
you know,
right.
Like I was like, I had to go journal. I had to go write about like, how do I feel? What is that? Because I remember my mom and our parents yelling at us about reading too much or that this wasn't going to be a skill set that like brides needed.
Right.
You know, and I had to explain to her, like, just so you know, Grandma and Grandpa were not encouraging of us reading. You know, and I remember when you went off to college, my dad had a book burning out in the farm because he was like, what the hell am I going to do with all these thousands of books?
Yeah.
And then he just had this big bonfire and just threw all the books in there. And I didn't realize like what it meant at the time or all of that stuff. But I just thought he burnt books because he didn't want the younger kids to read it or to be influenced by it or to like go to college.
I think you and I, we snuck it in wherever we could. Thinking back to my youth, that was one of the rebellious things that I could have done in terms of from a cultural perspective. Sadly, our mother would never say, we have a daughter who reads. It's always, I have a daughter who reads. So there's that hint of shame in that. And I appreciate you saying that about me influencing your daughter in a small capacity.
Oh, no.
That's beautiful.
That's a big capacity. You know what a big capacity that is.
That was Beth Lowe and My J. Lo Lee of Appleton. Their interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
This is WPR News.